AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Before Arkansas executed him last night, killer Jack Jones said he is sorry for what he did, and he's not a monster. He raped and killed two women in separate crimes in the 1990s and tried to kill the then 11-year-old daughter of one of those women, Mary Phillips. Last night, Lacey Phillips Seals said she's waited a long time for this.
I'm glad it's done. I'm glad that that part of my life is, that chapter is closed.
She talked to KHBS-TV. 3 hours later, Arkansas executed another murderer, Marcel Williams, also convicted of raping and killing a woman. He had no final words. We've been looking at how much President Trump has accomplished in his almost 100 days in office. AP correspondent Matt Small is in Washington.
An Associated Press review of President Trump's accomplishments shows they came mostly through executive orders, such as withdrawing the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Of 10 promises that require Congress to act, none have been achieved and most haven't even been introduced. Still, Trump states he's done more than any other president in the first 100 days. He marks that milestone Saturday.
A U.S. warship has arrived off the coast of South Korea as Washington warns North Korea not to conduct another nuclear test, as it's rumored to be considering doing. Bill O'Reilly fired by Fox News following sexual harassment allegations he denies, says the truth will come out. On his podcast last night, he said he's sad, though, not to be on television anymore. A suspected South Carolina serial killer will not be allowed to go to his mother's funeral. The Spartanburg Sheriff's Office says inmates generally are not allowed to attend funerals. Todd Kohlhepp is accused of killing seven people over 13 years. This is AP Radio News. General George Washington is said to have picnicked under it, but a 600-year-old white oak tree in New Jersey is coming down. Declared dead after showing rot and weakness, work started at the Basking Ridge Presbyterian Church property in Bernards, New Jersey yesterday, where the Reverend Dennis Jones says,
legend tells us that George Washington, during the American Revolution, camped out here with his troops as they were moving from one location to another, spent some time here. Famous preacher George Whitefield, during the Great Awakening, legend has it, did a revival meeting and preached to over 3,000 people, all gathered underneath this tree.
Police in Oakland, California are looking for dozens of teenagers who jumped onto a train and robbed and assaulted passengers. Nobody seriously hurt. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.